Well, obviously we're disappointed a little bit because we think we had a very good project, but I understand they're concerned to take the time to deliberate and make the decision carefully. So,
what does this mean for construction at the site? I understand you had a tight schedule to try to get both of these done pretty quickly.
Well, we do have a tight schedule. Obviously, it'll create some delays, and there's always a cost associated with delays, and some of it is a little bit intangible too, because we're trying to finish both facilities to capture the summer travel period, which is kind of a heavy time for us. So to the extent that we miss that summer period for some reason, that could be significant.
Now, will one of the facilities be closed, or you're planning on closing one of the facilities this summer? Had you gotten approval? Is that...
We had a very unique plan that for the proposal that was successful. The Maryland House would be closed immediately in September of 12. Mm-hmm. Subsequently, construction would begin at both sites simultaneously, but the Chesapeake House would remain open. And the reason you're able to do that is the footprint for the Maryland House is different. Is going to be built on the same location, whereas the Chesapeake House is going to be built at a different location.
So at least the Chesapeake House will be open for the Thanksgiving travel season.
That's exactly right. And then what will happen as soon as the Maryland House gets completely finished, the existing Chesapeake House will close and the construction will be completed on the new Chesapeake House. Never a time when one of them is not open.
How would it take to complete both projects?
I believe the plan for both being finished was September of 2014. However, Arias had told us that they have a plan to try to get that done by June of 2014 to capture the summer travel period.
You visited Arias and you reviewed the bid. There have been a lot of concerns about it. Your reaction to that?
I reviewed the bid, but my purpose in the trip to Florida was really to look at the existing operation that Arias was running at the 8 travel plazas. And to do that, I traversed 280 miles of the Florida Turnpike, stopped at all 8 plazas, and in fact sampled food from 4 of the concepts that they have down there.
What'd you find out?
It was very well run. I was particularly impressed with the quality of their employees. They were energetic. They were engaged. They clearly had a high sense of customer service and customer satisfaction.
And in terms of the concern about the current employees of both facilities, would they keep their jobs, or would it be up to Arias, assuming Arias gets the bid, would they have to apply for their own jobs again?
It's Arias' intention to rehire as many of the existing employees as they can. Obviously, there's some displacements during the construction period, but it's their future intention that even after both facilities are open, to give the first refusal of rehire to the people who are displaced.